We're in Siman Tov Mem Ches of Hey. The Mechaber says Chametz Shenimsa beBeis Yisrael Achar HaPesach. Chametz which is found in the house of a Jew after Pesach, Aser Afal Pisha Bitlo. It's prohibited, even though he was mevatel it. Mishnah Berurah says not only if he was mevatel it, even if he was mafkir it, if he said it doesn't belong to anyone, and it, after Pesach it's even Aser Bahana. And even though when you're mevatel it, you don't violate Ba'yira anymore. Still says Mishnah Berurah, the Chachamim were concerned that if we allow you to use it after you're mevatel it, then the concern is that everyone's going to leave their chametz until after Pesach, claim that they were mafkir before Pesach, so that they'll be able to use it afterwards. And in order to avoid people doing this, we prohibit, even if you were mafkir it, if it was left in your house, we prohibit you from using it after Pesach, even Bahana. The Mishnah Berurah adds that some achronim say that even if you did a bedika, like we normally do, and you found the chametz only after Pesach, you didn't know it was there at all, it's still aser, because they don't make they don't differentiate in these cases. No matter what, if you find chametz in your house after Pesach, even if you're mevatel it, even if it did a bedika, we're going to prohibit it. However, there are some achronim who are makil in a case where you checked and you did the bittel as you were supposed to, and then you found it afterwards. Because what else were you supposed to do? You followed all the halachas. You did what everyone says to do. You did your bedika. You did your bittel. You tried to find the chametz, you just couldn't find it. Now you find it afterwards, we're not going to punish you for it. It's only if you didn't follow the halachas appropriately, like you didn't do bedika, you just did bittel, and then you find it afterwards, that we would say it's a problem. According to these poskim, they would say for sure, Bahana, we shouldn't aser it. And b'makom hefsir meruba, you could rely on those poskim. Mishnah Berurah also says that someone who was on a boat or far away from where they live, and they have chametz with them, and there's no non-Jew around to be able to sell the chametz to them, and they are stand up and they are mafkir the chametz in front of Edim, if it's a machlokas, achronim, if they are allowed to then take the chametz back after Pesach in order to get hana from it, and most poskim say it's aser, but in case of hesem rub, if there's tremendous loss, you could be somech on those who say that you could sell it to a non-Jew afterwards, and or trade with him, or something like that. If you were far away from your home and you realize that you have chametz in your house, and there's no one for you to sell the chametz to around, and you are mafkir the chametz in front of Edim for the chametz that's in your house, so then you could be somech on those mekilin who say that you would be able to go back and get it after Pesach. Since the chametz wasn't with you, and there was really no option for you, you couldn't burn it appropriately, you couldn't sell it, you really couldn't do anything, the only thing you could do is be mafkir it in order to avoid being over on Bayer Abayi Matzeh. So since you did what you were supposed to do, we're not going to punish you. So different scenarios. If all you do is bittel, and all you do is mafkir, and you have chametz in your house after Pesach, that's going to be aser. If you did the bedika also, which is what we do, and you find chametz in your house after Pesach, so some are mekel, most are machmir. If you are away, and you can't find the non-Jew to sell your chametz to, and you're mafkir it, some are mekel for you to get it after Pesach. And if you're away, and the chametz is in your house, and there's nothing you can do except mafkir it, you can't even burn it like you could if the chametz was with you on your trip, so then everyone is going to agree that you're going to be able to use that chametz after Pesach, because what else could you have done?